Welcome back, guys and gals of the beautiful state of Nebraska. Thank you so much for listening to 1620 The Zone. We appreciate however you do that. If you're streaming on 1620thezone.com or if you're on the app listening, we appreciate there as well. You technology wizards. Matt Verzal, George Norwood here hanging out with you. Got a great question here from Husker Matt, loyal listener of all the shows on 1620. Says, do you think the staff will throw in a guy like Ben Hart into the fire even if he's not quite ready? So they can potentially take a loss now versus later by getting him experience. A year ago at this time, so if we add Frost now and then put Ben Hart in that class, yes. Now I don't think that's as big of a necessity. I think they're probably looking at a guy now, like a freshman that comes in now, has to be a deal where once they get into camp or once they get into, I'll tell you what, I'd even hold it off. Once you get into a padded camp where we're not just in shorts and t-shirt, you're out juking people, you know, in the wide open spaces. Now you got to get in, you got to rumble between the tackles, outside the tackles with other grown men that have pads on that can do bodily harm to you. You would have to stand and step out to a level where I'd be like, okay, there's no doubt about this. Like, we have to put him in the game. 92, there was no doubt Tommy Frazier, when he came in, was just different than the rest of us. We as freshmen came in. Tyrone Williams was another guy that was just different. We can all admit it now, but when Tommy got in there, things were just, it was quicker, faster. It was awesome. When LP got to campus, you knew. It's like, whoa, that guy ain't from around here. He is really good. When you watch enough football, you'll be able to tell. As Nebraska continues on in their evaluation processes and their recruiting, I think it's going to become more commonplace for a lot of guys to be able to do that. Because I think as they start to win, people like to be associated with winners. There's a reason Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State continually just reload in recruiting classes. It's got more and more people, more and more great players who want to come in, want to be a part of the program, want to be around it, be involved. When you start to win, you know, now your fast twitch muscle 40 guys come in. You may dive into even some linemen that are ready made. You know, there's a defensive lineman is another one. Husker Matt likes to send me pictures or videos of the kid from Clemson. It's the best defensive tackle I've ever seen. I'd like to know if he, air quote, reclassified a year. Because people will say, hey, well, it's just a year. What's the big deal? A year of maturity in a young man is a different deal. But the kid is great. He is phenomenal. Super strong, explosive. But when you get in there and you watch and you see it with your eyes, you'll know when that can happen. You'll know when that person steps on the. Now, if Ben Hart comes in and he's as advertised, And you watch him, and he can go in and he compete, and he can block the Davises and the Daniels, and he can handle Stilley and JoJo Doman off the edge, and insert name here, you know, Alex Davis, Ferguson. If he's holding his own or doing as well as what you have, now you're in a position where you can play him. Say, hey, let's do this, let's make this work. Because you have flexibility where Farniak can move down to the guard, Wilson moves to the center, whatever happens, then the full shuffle goes. But you've got a real finite window where you have to get in there and prove that you're ready to go. As far as it in taking a loss now versus getting experience, that experience will come quick. And it was kind of a lame crutch I used a couple times last year. I wasn't very proud of myself. But hey, they're still learning the offense. By that time, once you get 3-4 games into it, you should know 90% of what's happening is George twitches as Nadal punches one into the net. Was it 5-4 in the fourth?
Yeah, man, it's getting good.
Deuce 5-4 in the fourth. Tennis update brought to you by George Norwood. We're going to head to the hotline here and talk to Mike. Mike, what is up?
Hey, Burz, how are you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, I live over here in Iowa and don't get the World Herald and all that and don't get all the quick news and all that. What's up with Jurgensen? Wasn't he supposed to be you know, like the answer at the center spot?
Yeah.
And then, and what about didn't we get somebody from Iowa Western over here?
Yeah.
Play center also?
Uh-huh. The Iowa Western kid. Well, okay, so start with Juergens. And what part of Iowa are you in?
I live in Carroll.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, thank you, Mike, for listening. I appreciate the question,
bud. Yeah, where Kemper's at. You know, we're boys coming over to see you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you. I thought that was you. Thank you, though, brother. The Juergens part off the gate, I think they're right now there's some caution. Don't want to overwork and want to make sure that – because he did break a – he broke a foot or he has an ankle issue. One of those two in high school. That kind of ended the high school career. So they want to make sure that thing's 100% set and stable. Caution is going to be good at that. Cam Juergens' success at Nebraska doesn't have to be next year. It can be the year after that. It can be something that's down the road because, as I mentioned, it's a lot more difficult than you think to be able to do that than most would say. So I understand it, and I respect the caution that they're using. There's just some things that he has to get better at. There are things he'll learn with time, a little tricks of the trade. It's a lot of off-season work. You know, hopefully they got some folks that are just able to work with him when he's not there. Josh Wegener, Wegener. He's walked on Nebraska. I believe he's there now. He'd be one in the mix. That step up, though, is different. It's you just don't walk in because you played at a JUCO and you play. I got buddies that were JUCO that, you know, you're like, wow, how are you at JUCO? I got buddies that went to JUCO and came out. You're like, whoa, you should have stayed at JUCO. Maybe it'd take a couple more years, brush up those grades. I know you can only be there for two, three, net two. But the battles, it's going to be fascinating. If you're a young man or woman and you want to get into sports media, be that writing, be that blogging, be that vlogging, be that whatever, study up that whole Nebraska roster and do it right now because you have position battles and storylines everywhere. Sipple shouldn't have to effort to write a column for months. He should be able to write, hey, I saw this in the fall, and then this is what's come to fruition in the season. This battle here, that battle there. Storyline here. This kid does this. Walk on a chance to be a starter. Could we have two walk-ons that are starters? What does that mean about the program? I can't wait to see these guys develop even further. And then you still got this guy and this guy and this guy. They're still behind him. Wide receiver here could do this. Wide receiver who does that. They are everywhere. You should be able to write and write and write and write until your heart's content and never repeat the same thing twice. That's what's exciting because now you have legitimate football discussion. It's not speculation. Okay, I know if they do X, Y, and Z, I can see this. We can make this happen. So what we got now, Georgia first score advantage. Federer to win the match.
Yeah, another match point.
Match point Federer. George is on pins and needles over here. Like, I'm not going to lie. I kind of wish we had these cameras working because I'd like to show people this.
This is how I get when I watch any sport. Like, I'm not pulling for one or the other. I just want like a really good match.
I'm waiting for you to grab that ping pong pal that we never use that tells the time and just start mimicking all this stuff in here.
This is good. Like, it's good quality tennis, and Nadal is just out here fighting for his life. And there it goes.
Is it it?
Yep, that's it.
Federer with the W.
Man, he had to fight for that one, though.
He did. Four sets. Now he'll take on the Joker. It's a great nickname. James says, what's your thoughts on Barry? I'm Team Mo Barry. I don't really have any other team to be on as far as linebacker goes. That was mean. But I'm a big fan of the story and the progression. So see Mo Barry work and get better and better and better, and then it's evolved into what he is, where I feel he is the leader of the defense. And he can do it. That was crazy. Noah Pola Gates is one of the highest, you know, touted recruits that Nebraska had. Wouldn't even mention him. Just so much stuff to watch this year. God, I love football. Get here faster. But yep, James, I am Team Mo Barry. Hope Will Hona steps up too. Kind of a little redemption tour. Healthy, stronger, bigger, faster. That kid loves to hit. He loves to get him an old smack. Taking a quick break here. We'll come back with more Game Time on 1620 The Zone.